15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seip.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And it's time to play Monday Night Quarterback. 23-20 loss to the Bengals. Another tough one for the Browns, but we'll dig into it. Going to have Bernie Kosar here to help us do that, making the first of his two weekly visits, getting the round table together. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We'll have Tom Withers from the Associated Press, yours truly. We'll spend a lot of time looking at this agonizing, galling, tough defeat against the Bengals. Yeah, very tough one, even more than 24 hours later to digest, if you've even been able to do that. But it was a game that offered a lot to talk about, that much I can tell you, and that much I think you know, and we are going to address it top to bottom. We also have our daily poll question, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, and after that loss to the Bengals, which Browns player had the best game? This is what we always do on Mondays. The choices from this one, Jabal Sheard, Peyton Hillis, Jordan Norwood, Colt McCoy, or Dimitri Patterson. Vote on that one. My vote would go to Jabal Sheard. I thought he was a beast throughout. And he gets my vote. We'll see how you vote. We will tabulate those and tell you at the end of the show. Our questions for Ask Vic from Facebook, from the Browns official Facebook page. Scott asks, when do you see us finishing out games and turning things around? Yeah, Scott, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could tell you that that's something after or 11 games into a season that it would happen, that a younger team is growing up, but we're still seeing young people make some mistakes. We're also seeing some older people make mistakes. Ryan Pomperion is a guy that you've got to depend on as a long snapper at this stage, well, at this stage of his career, and too many of those snaps have become an adventure, and you don't want adventures there in the kicking game. So we'll talk more about that with the roundtable, about the fact that Scott Fujita, as Pat Shurmur announced today, broken hand, going to have some surgery on that hand, probably going to miss a lot of time, which when you're talking about the last 5 weeks of the season, could very well be the last 5 weeks of the season, but we'll see about that as we go forward. And we're going to have this conversation now coming up in a couple of minutes with Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's brought to you by, it's driven by Liberty Ford, of course, and it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
HGR Industrial Surplus, the largest used industrial surplus showroom in the galaxy with the largest year-end clearance ever for walk-in customers only. Some items 50% off. Visit HGRINC.com or stop in just off the East Shore Way. HGR Industrial Surplus.
If you've been injured, the attorneys at Russo, Rosalina & Company handle all types of personal injury claims, including wrongful death, car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, medical malpractice, and injuries on the job. In fact, if you've been hurt over the past 2 years, you may be entitled to receive a money award even if you didn't miss work. Call Russo Rosalina today, 440-461-8500, or visit them at the website, rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com.
DBA caller on the KNR contest line right now, and you'll win 2 tickets to the ESPN Cleveland Fan Appreciation Party. Call 216-583-9546. 216-583-9546.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Wet road conditions, so be careful driving tonight. 271 southbound slow from US 422 to Forbes. 71 southbound, we have heavy traffic from west 150th to Snow. 480 westbound heavy from 271 to 71. And, of course, heavy on the Intervelt southbound from Dead Man's Curve to 77. In Brecksville, Riverview Road north of Vaughan remains closed due to flooding. And Marginal at 90 is closed for deck inspection and repair work. I'm Kevin Sanderson, ESPN 850 WKNR. Our traffic.
And we welcome you back to a little Motown on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by none other than Liberty Ford. And Dino, let's hit the music, babe.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
Yeah, yeah, and with us for the first of his two weekly visits is our good buddy Bernie Kosar. Bernie, to break down this loss yesterday, it seems like, again, you and I have had this conversation, unfortunately, many times where we're talking about a game that the Browns were in position to win, where the Browns did so many positive things, and at the end of it all, we still got a loss to talk about.
Yeah, and you know what? In a way is positive, but in a way is disheartening, is that, you know, in some of those other games where we've had a chance to win that maybe we let get away with us, away from us, we had some major lapses in the game, and sometimes maybe we're fortunate to be in an advantageous position at the end. This game yesterday, I actually think we played better than Cincinnati, especially the first part of the game. So we played solid and actually could have built probably a better lead,
right,
coming out. That, you know, the 17-7 at the first half obviously is fantastic on the road within your division. But, you know, the third quarter and even early in the fourth quarter, there were some things that, you know, it wasn't a horrific play that let them back in it, but we left some plays on the field. And for the first time this year, I saw a team that kind of let one get away, but actually I think played better yesterday than the team that won.
I don't think there's any question about that, and I think that's the part of it that was hardest for me to deal with, was just seeing how well this team played right from the beginning, taking control, kind of taking command, having those two 10-point leads. Those were the things that I had in my head as I'm seeing it, A, fade away, and B, come down to, you know, the opportunity to win it that is flubbed away. You know, that the oddball thing happens again, that you count on a snap to the center on a field goal working perfectly. You don't think about it. Unfortunately, on this football team, you got to think about it because it might not happen. And I guess that, you know, goes back to that St. Louis game. It goes back to a lot, multiple frustrating moments.
Yeah, Ryan, I think Ryan is a long snapper. It's been the model of consistency other than probably Phil Dawson, on the team, in the organization, for multiple years. So it's interesting that he's probably mentally struggling right now, and it came down to something like that. And it's really unfortunate because I really know how much time, effort, and commitment he has, and what a valuable guy he's been on the team in the past, and how well he could do his job.
Among the positive developments, we'll put it under that heading, Peyton Hillis comes back from his hamstring injury, and you know, the storyline with him has been a mostly negative one for this season. And for the first time, seeing him in there and seeing him play more like the guy that we've known, the guy who runs straight ahead most of the time and isn't going sideways, and it just looks like he's doing the right thing, and he definitely gave a lift to this offense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, I've been kind of chomping at the bit to talk about it. Like him or not, which I do, he makes a major difference on the offense and against the opposing defense. Watching when he runs the ball, the physical force that he has, but even more importantly, I think in the passing game, in the play action, the Cincinnati Bengals were aware of where Peyton Hillis was at all times yesterday. And when he play action passed to him yesterday, it created some openings in the defense and time for Colt to find other guys. And we took advantage of that. And it added another element to the offense that reminded me of the positive steps of him last year.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into, because it wasn't just his presence as a runner and what he did as a runner. He did create more options for Pat Shurmur, right, in terms of how plays were called and how formations were set.
Absolutely, and not to be, again, not to just be an ex-quarterback or quarterback-friendly, but, yeah, he created more options for Coach Shurmur, but he created a lot more options for Colt McCoy, and he took pressure off the offensive line. The play-action game really had some bite to it when you fake it to Peyton Hillis, and it made for some openings on that second level that allowed for some plays down the field that, again, Colt McCoy and guy, again, Jordan Norwood, stepped up and made a couple plays again yesterday.
Bernie Kosar joining us, making his regular visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You bring up McCoy. Numbers-wise, it wasn't certainly the best of days when you look at a 67-2 quarterback rating, but you do focus on two touchdown passes that he had. The interception he threw obviously came while he was being hit. He's trying to throw the football away, and that turns into a pick, unfortunately. But how would you gauge or grade where he was in this ballgame? And he did have, of those those numbers I'm talking about, he certainly had far too many players drop, or certainly in the case of Greg Little, far too many drops.
Well, I think that was pretty evident. It was a little jaded, the quarterback rating / completion percentage, because of the really inordinate amount of drops that we had within the game yesterday. You know, some of them were shorter throws. There weren't. Some of the daggers, let's say, that took away and killed multiple drives. But there were enough to put you behind the down and distance stakes that made getting first downs and moving the chains tough and harder on Coach Shurmur calling him, and then Colt executing him as the quarterback.
And, the negative receiving story was Little's drops. The positive receiving story was Jordan Norwood and the fact that he catches four passes, 69 yards, has that nice 36-yarder, has a nice touchdown catch, as did Little, by the way. But Norwood just seems to be more and more, Bernie, fitting perfectly into what this offense is, the precision of his routes, the timing with Colt McCoy. It just seems like all of that's coming together in a nice way with quarterback to a receiver that he absolutely can trust to be there when he needs him there.
Yeah, you know, Vic, me and you talked about stuff like Jordan Norwood, Carlton Mitchell, a few weeks ago, when there were some injuries and some limitations in the playmaking, and wanting to see guys like this. And Coach Shurmur, I also know that they know that too. And getting Jordan Norwood involved in it, you could see the kind of comfortableness or familiarity that Colt has with him. And it's one thing to hit a little slant versus blitz, which we did 2 weeks ago or last week, but to hit, you know, a seam throw down the middle and him, Colt have the confidence to stick it in there between the nickelback and the free safety, and it resulted in a touchdown. It shows you Colt has the sense of timing and appreciation in Jordan Norwood being able to get open and make the play. Because he wouldn't, you don't throw those balls unless you believe that guy's going to be there.
Now, Bernie, the rest of this kind of conversation and focus has to be kind of generated or centered on mindset from here. A very tough schedule that this Browns team faces. And then you're in the locker room and you hear the comments from a Josh Cribbs upset about, you know, obviously upset, period, about, you know, what to tell the fans and how to deal with all of that and venting through frustration. He's been through a lot of this, maybe too much of this as a player, as part of this Browns team. But where do you go from here? Where does Pat Shurmur go from here from just the managing the psyche of a club that, again, isn't just about losing. It's about the manner in which you lost, too.
Well, Josh has been around for multiple years. It's Coach Shurmur's first year, but Josh, as you astutely point out, he's been through this, the losing of games, quite a bit in his career. And he said the word frustration. And I think most of, you know, when you do these interviews right after a game, you put so much effort, so much intensity, so much focus into how you play and the results on Sunday between 1-4. And, you know, the frustration, I don't want to make a cop-out answer for anybody, but, you know, players are human, and you put that much effort and intensity and focus and concentration and time to do good and to win, and when it doesn't materialize, there, I do think sometimes the frustration seeps over. But I think Josh will be fine. He's not one of the guys I think we need to worry about right now.
No, and like you said, it's a I know it's a venting process, and everybody is entitled to do that, but you can, and as a coach, I mean, look, Pat Shurmur's jaw was set today in the building. You could see it. You see it in his eyes. And I think it's about accountability and the, you know, we talk about the little things, the details, but drop passes, a poor snap on a field goal. I mean, these are the things that separate teams from the losing teams or the mediocre to poor teams from the good ones. And it looks like a head coach that just knows that he's got to reemphasize details. And Bernie, you and I have talked about this before. We're very old school on this. There really is no such thing as moral victories.
Right. There isn't moral victories. And again, privately and on the show, me and you've talked at length about in the NFL, sometimes you get so focused on the plays and the X's and O's that you forget the details of your own physical assignment, the way, the technique of covering and press coverage, playing cover two, tackling, blocking, how you run routes, how you run against press coverage, your releases versus bump, and those details to the assignment of a real professional and a coach. Professional coach like Coach Shurmur, he knows that, you know, with just one or two of them little details of assignment, the whole W and L could be reversed from yesterday. And I personally, I like to see guys disappointed from losing. I like to see coaches, you know, PO'd after losses, because you show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser.
Yep. Great stuff, Bernie, as always. And look forward to talking with you on Friday as we preview the Browns-Ravens game.
Sounds good. Have a great week, Vic.
All right, you too. That is Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterbacking great, joining us as he always does on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off in a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's bestsellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 3rd. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone. Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty. It's committing for the full 50. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan, like you, because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC.
It's time for the MMA Minute, presented by Time Warner Cable Events on Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports.
After a rather quiet weekend of MMA, the sport revamped with two-plus weekends of important fights in the UFC. This Saturday is the Ultimate Fighter finale, which will crown season winners in both the bantamweight and featherweight division. However, the bigger highlight may be the coaches' battle, when middleweight Michael Bisping and Jason Mayhem Miller fight in the evening feature contest. And a win by either could position both to be in line for a title shot. Then a week from Saturday, John Jones defends the UFC light heavyweight championship against former title holder Lyoto Machida in the main event of UFC 140.
MMA Minute with Jordan Sherwood, presented by Time Warner Cable Events on Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports. Get the latest MMA news by listening to Inside the Cage, Saturday mornings at 11 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy do they have some great deals for you this month. Imported from Detroit for their big finish event, you can drive the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200. I've driven it. It absolutely rocks. It's nicely equipped with 0% APR for up to 72 months while supplies last. So ask for my man Rick Heller. He told me he has some super low deals to finish the year on that Chrysler 200. I loved it. You know what? It's sweet looking. It rides great. And it has all the new technology you need. And it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and see these deals for yourself. Save on quality cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Call the Ganley team today, 440-232-2121 for more info. Tell them the Roadman sent you for their big finish event. See dealer for complete details.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, the Browns host their annual U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Touchdown for Tots collection at Cleveland Browns Stadium this Sunday, December 4th, prior to the team's game against the Ravens. Fans are encouraged to donate new, unused, valued at $10, we're talking about toys, valued at $10 or more, or make a monetary donation as you enter the stadium. The Touchdown for Tots program is locally supported by the 3rd Battalion, 25th Marines of Brook Park, Ohio. A reminder, next Sunday's game, it does kick off at 4.05 p.m. The original time was 1. Make sure you note that, 4.05 p.m. And for more information, log on to clevelandbrowns.com. Great cause. And this roundtable segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And we have the roundtable assembled to dissect yesterday's 23-20 loss to the Bengals. And joining me from the Browns Radio Network is Jim Donovan. Jimmy, how you doing?
I am doing good, Vic.
His partner in the booth, Doug Deacon.
Doing fine. I flew home. Jimmy drove. I got here about 6 hours earlier.
And Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Any travel tales that you want to share, buddy?
No, but I started the day with a trip to the dentist, so that's how things have gone for me today.
Well, we were there yesterday.
You got a Sunday visit in.
And you had the three-hour
version. Imagine, we got a Sunday appointment.
At Paul Brown Stadium. Oh, man. And let's start there. Excruciating. I mean, that's the only word that comes to... Well, that's not the only word, but that's a word that comes to mind, Jimmy.
Oh, it... I mean, you're feeling good at halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, you're up by 10. And even when the Bengals come back and score, you answered their first score with a 54-yard field goal. So you're back up by 10, and you think, you're on your way to a terrific win, and I think a defining win for Colt McCoy and a lot of these young players. But you knew that, and you knew Marvin Lewis was turning the heat up on his team and saying, hey, we got to have this one. I mean, you know, we have to have this game. And you knew they were going to make a run, and the Browns just, it got away from them very, very late, as we've seen it happen before.
I'll add frustrating to it, because I think, you know, it's a situation where you had an opportunity, but you didn't close the deal. And you didn't close the deal because of execution. You had too many drop passes. You had a ground ball to the snapper. You know, things that you can't do. The margin of error is, you know, so slim, and it's a young team with growing pains, and, you know, it shows up. But, you know, you have the young guy dropping the passes, but you have the veteran Pro Bowler, you know, sending the weed eaters back to the holder.
Weed eaters.
You know, the bizarre and the unexpected. Every time, guys, that I think we've seen it all with this team, and it seems like we've had, you know, we've had all our share of these bizarre moments since 99. We've had four or five of them just this season. So, you know, you look at, as Doug said, the margin of error is zero with this team. And those little mistakes are magnified and they become bigger as the game gets deeper. It's really too bad.
Youth is an easy way to explain this. And, Deke, you brought that up. And I'll go along with it to a certain extent. But also, as we point out, some veterans were involved in this process as well. And the general thought of protecting a 10-point lead and the first half, and again in the third quarter, that you have is a bigger issue, I think, than just your youth. I mean, I think as a team, there has to be some mindset, some attitude, and I felt today that's where Pat Shurmur was trying to go with how he was addressing it publicly. But I'm going to take a leap of faith here and say that that's what he's addressing with his football team.
Well, yeah, protecting the lead on one side of the ball, and then I think on the other side of the ball, you know, adding to the lead.
Yep.
And I think,
yeah,
you know, let's add on to the lead. I mean, if you go back to the opening game against Cincinnati, when they came out in the second half and they had gotten hot right in the second quarter, McCoy had thrown the two touchdown passes, they had a chance to add on, put them away, and couldn't do it. They ended up with a field goal and left the door open.
Right.
And yesterday they just could not, you know, there's no add-on, I don't think.
Doug, the offensive mojo that we saw in the first half, I mean, it was clicking in ways right from the beginning that a lot of us said, oh, wow, all right, this is impressive. Now, we know the Bengals had some issues in their secondary or in their pass coverage, giving up 200-plus yards a game. Whatever, the Browns were clicking in that regard. What did you see that changed in the second half?
Well, I think they took, you know, Norwood obviously made a couple catches in the first half. And, you know, all of a sudden, either we quit going to them or they did a better job of covering them. You know, the defense, we've all year long, we've had struggled on that first drive. For some reason, we give up points. And, you know, we had an opportunity to go up by 7. The defense makes a great goal line stand, but then by half a yard, we don't get the first down.
Right.
And
yep,
so the next thing you know, we're punting on a short field, and they got a short field to come in, and you know, they tie it up. It's just learning how to win. You know, it's trying to eliminate those mistakes because there wasn't a lot of penalties in the game. You know,
no,
the first game we had 11 against these
right
guys. Yesterday, the penalties, you know, weren't really a big factor. But then it comes down to playmakers. They ended up having a bigger playmaker than we did.
Mm-hmm. And, Tom, when we looked at this game from an offensive standpoint for the Browns, I mean, the first thing that jumps out, and the first difference, of course, is Peyton Hillis being healthy, the storyline on Hillis changing to a positive one for really the first, but
right,
mostly really for the first time this year, that it felt right to kind of look at this guy and see how he was playing and what he added a lift to this team.
Yeah, he looked good out there, didn't he? I mean, there were times he really hit the hole hard and other times where he moved the pile and got positive yards after first and second contact. So, yeah, it was good to see him out there. You know, they need that. You know, people, and we've talked about this ad nauseum all year, but that West Coast offense, a lot of it is getting that running game started first, then you get those, you know, shorter, easier passes and make it go.
But the problem, you know, with that is they went into the week not thinking they were going to have Hillis.
Point, right.
So all of a sudden the reps that, you know, you get your first team back during the course of the week, he didn't have any of them. I thought yesterday he stopped running straight ahead. He didn't look like the Peyton Hillis of old on a corner.
No.
And we didn't utilize him in the passing game. And I don't know if that's because he didn't get the reps and he wasn't comfortable with them.
You know, I think that yesterday he went back to his roots and he ran like a fullback.
Exactly. Right.
Straight ahead. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised that they didn't go to Obanaya.
A little more,
and get him in the game and try and maybe try and stretch it a little bit.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, he only has three carries,
right?
And I thought the change of value was immediately evident in the success that Chris was having, kind of running outside, because they were geared as a defense. The Bengals were to deal with Peyton Hillis. This is the Roundtable with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Tom Withers from the Associated Press on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More with this running game. It has to be awkward. Doug, you point out that with Montario Hardesty expected to be the guy who would carry the heaviest load, and then he gets out there in warm-ups and the calf is a problem for him. On the list of the kind of the crazy, unexpected things to happen, I know we knew this injury was there, but I guess I was going into the day with a positive week of Hardesty practicing. That was the last thing I thought would happen in warm-ups.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. And, you know, the things that have happened to Pat Shurmur this year. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, he was on Wheel of Fortune. He wanted to buy a break for $50 because he's sure, you know, he's not catching them, that's for sure.
That's true. No, it's been unbelievable. And you're right, Vic. And this is the second, pregame, you know, injury we've had this year that's wiped
our illness.
Out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you didn't expect that, and as Doug said before, it changed. And I'll be honest, I thought the game plan was pretty sound.
Yeah.
I thought they were getting some really nice balance, but I'm with you guys. I thought the ball belonged a little bit more on the edge with the running backs because Hillis wasn't getting it out there.
And just the fact that he hadn't played in 5 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, and I thought he carried the ball a lot in the first half, and you would have thought that just, you know, just because getting up to game, you know, pressure once again or getting hit, getting the contact would have lent to getting another back in there. I mean, even if Hillis was ready and Hardesty had played, I would have wondered what the split would have been in a perfect world on Sunday.
And I think the thing they've done the last few weeks, they've avoided those negatives, big negative situations, you know, the third and 20s and second and, you know, 15s or 20s. And that happens when you cut down your penalties and also when you, you know, getting positive yardage on first down.
Sure. And Colt McCoy, for his part, it really a game that we know how much better it would have been had Greg Little hung on to four of the passes that were thrown to him that he dropped. He did have the touchdown catch. But you just wonder from the challenge that he has as a quarterback when things are going well, when you add that to the mix, you want to trust. You got to have a guy like that that you can trust. He is their best potential as a playmaker, as a big difference-making guy. And then at what point do you start to worry that the drop thing is something that you can't trust, or at least you got to hold back and say, man, you know, because a quarterback's got to be thinking that. Certainly Pat Shurmur's got to think about it somewhat, but I don't know what you do when that dilemma comes up.
Well, it's a worry. I mean, they were blatant drops, and I mean, there were a couple where he was running before he put the ball away, and then you know, if he can't hold on to it, you're right. You look at number 12, and what's he got out there to throw to? I think Massaqua is just trying to find his legs after the concussion.
Yeah.
Cribbs is a work in progress that's going to take a lot of work, I think, and Norwood got lost in the shuffle, plus the tight ends suddenly have disappeared in the last couple of games.
Yeah, I mean,
what does that leave?
You.
What do you think, Doug? No, I mean, I thought, you know, it's unfortunate for Cole yesterday because, you know, I think, he was ready for the game and, you know, he was making throws.
Definitely.
You know, then all of a sudden, you're talking about it, you get a confidence in a guy and you want to go to that guy. But then all of a sudden, on the first one, it looked like Little tried to turn up the field too quick, the first drop.
Yes.
Then you start fighting the ball and then you become your worst enemy.
Yeah, no, and that was kind of the sequence of events. And again, other than just being, and Pat Shurmur was pretty blunt about that today, Tom, with regard to the drops with regard to Ryan Pomperion's snap, yep. Or snaps that have been errant, that you just got to make the plays. As he said, no slumps in the NFL.
Yeah, you got to snap it, you got to throw it, and you got to catch it. So it's back to the fundamentals this week. I think the Pomperion situation is very interesting. I mean, you know, beyond the bad, I don't know if it was a snap or it was partly Alex Mack's leg in the way in the St. Louis game a couple weeks ago, but he's just not been himself this year.
And he admitted
yesterday, you know, and this could be with a new holder or anything else. And, you know, unfortunately for Ryan, you know, he's been spot on perfect pretty much for the last 7 years or however long it's been. He's been amazing here. So, yeah, that's got to be of a concern.
All right. We are just getting started on the round table, and we are going to have game balls or acknowledgments, whatever we'll call them, in our next segment. And, of course, you vote on game balls on the Browns official Facebook page. We'll answer those or give you the answer to those at the end of the show, how you voted. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Black Friday is over, but the deals have been extended at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models, rates as low as 1.9%, and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, hurry in and save at Liberty Ford. It all ends December 3rd. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Everything in the store except gift cards, rentals, watches, and shoes is half off the regular price. Plus, buy any three items and take 60% off. That's everything in the store, 60% off. For this incredible offer, we are opening early at 8 at most locations with everything from suits and sport coats to dress shirts, sweaters, and leather jackets, 60% off on three items or more. For one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Super Tuesday Sale. Any three items, 60% off. Tuesday only.
For the store nearest you, visit josbank.com. Joseph A. Bank, your tuxedo rental headquarters with 9 Cleveland area locations.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850, WKNR.
And we are back. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, as the team president just told you. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And part two of our roundtable is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Back on the roundtable with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. We will get into our acknowledgments. We don't call them game balls after a loss. of players who played well for the Browns, and actually there were several who did, and we'll get into that a little later in this segment. But I want to talk a little bit more about the receiving game. And Jimmy, Jordan Norwood, we've touched on him, and as you said, he maybe got a little, I don't know if he got lost, but he certainly was less a factor as the entire offense was as the game progressed. But when you see him at his best, this is a precise route runner. This seems to be such a smart kid who is where he needs to be when he needs to be there, which is really ideal for this offense and for what Colt McCoy needs him to be.
You know, Vic, I think now that I've seen him play, the more he's played in the last couple of weeks, he's the only Browns receiver that I see getting behind defenders.
100%.
He's the only guy that you look and you say, Norwood's wide open, or right. Norwood's open, yep. and the ball gets there, and if it gets there, he catches it, and he goes with it then.
Yeah.
The other guys fight to get open. This guy gets open.
He wins it off the line.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he can get separation that the other guys can't, and the thing about it, you mentioned, he is a precise route runner, and that's a big part of the offense, but it's a domino effect, because I was talking to one of the coaches yesterday, and they said, he does such a good job in practice that he's made Dimitri Patterson a better player because mm-hmm. of the way he plays. So, it's you got to get more of those people. And, unfortunately for Colt, they kind of lost him, because it looked like he was going to have Nate Clemens lunch during the beginning of that game yesterday. Nate had trouble covering him.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they did differently to take him away, or, the fact that he wasn't in as much, but, he was a big factor in that game.
I don't say that I doubted Tom Heckert, but I did earlier this year. He came down to the media room one day and said, "Hey, guys, Jordan Norwood is a player. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about." And I had my doubts for many weeks. And then after watching him more and more in practice and seeing what he's done over the last couple weeks, the kid's a playmaker.
This is completely different, okay? I think he's such a playmaker, and he's got such speed that if we ever thought that Cribbs was a little flat returning, and after yesterday, I thought he was a little flat returning.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, I would, and they have done this in the preseason, I would put him back there. I would not hesitate to put him back there and let him return a little bit and see if you might pop one.
The defense, and as we get into this, I think we need to start with or reiterate the news of the day, and it's a sad bit of news because Scott Fujita, a standout linebacker for this team, or certainly a steady linebacker that the Browns have with a broken hand, Pat Shurmur saying he's going to have surgery to deal with that. I would assume that puts him out for a while. And whatever a while is when you're down to, five games left on your schedule. So that's not a good situation. But big picture of defense, goal line stand, forcing a fumble, and generally, it was a day that you could see so many good things that happened. And then, of course, in the end, we're talking about another A.J. Green play that kills the Browns. But, Doug, how do you want to look at how this defense performed yesterday?
Well, like I said, once again, it took them a series to get into the game, because they made the great goal line stand, but they got down to the one-yard line, then we couldn't get it out, so we had to kick the ball. They got the short field, and then they got their touchdown. But with that said, I think the young guys, they showed up. Shearer showed up real big yesterday.
He did,
number one draft pick, Smith.
Yeah.
And Phil Taylor, I think he's got to learn the amount of, endurance that it takes to play an NFL game, where you've got to be able to, give it your all for, you don't play 60 plays because of the rotation.
Right.
You might play 45. But with that said, that's one of those things as a rookie, when you get done with the season, you go home and you say, boy, I maybe need to be in better shape. Maybe I need to get stronger. Maybe I need to do something. And we've got a lot of young kids. Haig yesterday got thrown into the fire. He got burned on one, but he came back and he made a good play. And until you get these guys in a game, because, one of the problems with this, I think, has happened to us this year is, we had that first exhibition game against the Packers. We beat the world champion Packers. Everybody said, wow, we picked up this West Coast offense. Well, they didn't do anything. Their guys didn't play.
Right.
So, the expectations maybe got a little higher than they should have been off that first exhibition game. The reality is, all of a sudden, these guys, they played four exhibition games, and, it's a different speed, and they don't understand what the game is like, because now you get in the regular season, it's a totally different game.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get to the postseason, it's a different speed then. And in these last four of these last five games, it's going to be a different game, too, because these thugs from Pittsburgh and Baltimore, they play a different brand of football, and it's going to be a good eye-opener eye-opening experience for these young players.
Yeah, and Tom, when we talk about how this defense has to regroup, as Doug points out, mainly from the mental, emotional, whatever, psychological standpoint, the other part of this physically and tangibly is you take Scott Fujita out of this linebacking core. This is an integral part to the signal calling system working in concert with DeQuell Jackson and trying to make those make that communication operate smoothly. So how do they resolve? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to move some people around. Yeah. I've been impressed with the way Gokong has been able to play. It seems like any position they put the kid at. So, that'll be okay. But I think it's a good point, Vic. And I think it's what the secondary lost when T.J. Ward went out of there. It took him a couple weeks to kind of figure it out. You know, who's going to be responsible for those checks and having us lined up properly? I feel bad for Scott having a pretty solid year. And for the second year in a row, his season's probably going to end on injured reserve.
Mm. Well, yeah, and the thing is, they'll move Gokong over to the strong side linebacker. Right. But whoever goes in will, he's going to feel like a traffic cop because between Ray Rice and Mendenhall, that's all you're going to see.
Yep. Mm. No, there's no doubt the Ravens will go after that big
thing. I'll tell you what, if Maiva can play, because he was, for most of the second half after he got hurt on that special teams play, I mean, he was limping around. He was limping around in the locker room. I know he sprained his knee, but I would be amazed if he could play on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's, that adds.
So now you're down to Titus Brown, aren't you?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, the depth at that position was something, we talked about where they were very thin, and this is an example of why that's a great concern. You're listening to the roundtable portion of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we break down yesterday's 23-20 loss to the Bengals. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Tom Withers with me. Guys, the special teams could have been our entire two segments in terms of the frustration, in terms of the whatever. It's bigger than the kick that's missed from 55 because the mechanics of it don't work with a bad snap being a big part of that. It also was a difficult try. I mean, he was, as I looked at it, I was trying to watch the flags at that end. When the wind looked like it was fairly brisk, I don't know, unless that wasn't a concern.
You didn't think so, did you?
I was down on the field before the game. There wasn't a lot of wind. And the wind that I saw looked like it was going to the
cross.
East. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I had watched your hair when you were down there, and it was not flapping at all.
You are envious, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
I can grant you some, too.
And Phil said he hit a 60-yarder.
I trust Phil. When Phil says something, he knows it or he doesn't.
Absolutely.
He's about as solid as they come.
Nonetheless, it's a 55-yard kick. He is Mr. 50-yard plus. I get all that. But there's no margin to make it any harder.
So
than
what do you think of the strategy there? I mean, giving them the ball at the 45 with, a little time left.
I think that they were looking at it, and I think if they had punted, I think that you're playing to go to overtime.
Right.
All right, I think you're saying we're going to go into overtime. I don't know if you're going to get the ball back.
Which gets you to the Fujita injury, the Maiva injury.
Good point.
Okay, all of a sudden, you know what your limitations are.
Right. So you got to try to take your shot.
I think they had a shot to win it.
Yeah.
What they think is a guy that's very
reliable. I like the fact that he showed the confidence and, it sends a good message to the team. I believe in my guy. We can make this.
The bottom line is to ask, this is why, to your point about what you do or not do regarding the field goal, if my guy's Phil Dawson and he tells me I was hitting 60s and from where I saw him do that in warm-ups or whatever I was as a coach, I'm trusting that. And to your point, Doug, you've asked your defense to do a hell of a lot up to that point, and it was doing it as it was. Now attrition is building into the equation. Mm-hmm. So no problem with the strategy. It's just unfortunate that it doesn't work out. And the inevitability was you gave them a favorable field. They were going to do what they did.
Yeah, I mean, they had a 45-yard field. I'll tell you what, on that play, the play that killed them.
To A.J. Green.
They did everything right. Ruben had a great
pressure on him.
The kid stayed in there. I thought that he floated the ball. It looks like he had a little bit more on it. And then that guy just comes out of the blue.
What do we make of when I bring up Josh Cribbs? It's going to have twofold here because it'll first of all address special teams, and it wasn't the best return day. And I'm also questioning those decisions. You're returning it out of the end zone. I love the confidence. I love the belief that he can be a difference making playmaker. But sometimes those are decisions that are best not made, or I should say the safer decision is made and don't come out. I don't know, that's one. And the other one is his comments after the game.
Well, I think on coming out, I think the guy is so frustrated that he has not hit a return in a couple of seasons now.
Yeah,
I mean,
2009.
Where, you know, yeah, I mean, 2009. Yeah. I mean, that's the last time he hit one. And I think that he is just so, you know, he's really wrapped up in knots about it. He was wrapped up in knots about the rule change of where they were going to kick off. I mean, I think he wants to hit one, and he's maybe it's not the best decision sometimes, but he's the one that's making it.
I've got no problem with him bringing it out because, you know, we've seen how he's changed the field for us.
Okay.
And I'd be a hypocrite because the week before I wanted him to make the team kick over when they got the offsides on the opening kickoff, so he did have the opportunity.
And as far as his post-game comments, I mean, a lot of that was made out of frustration. You know, tough loss. He wanted to speak his mind. You know, there was a couple of long, awkward, pregnant pauses there between some answers that we all tried to read between the lines. But I think he's just frustrated. You know, he wants to touch the ball more. The kid wants to win, and you can't knock him for that.
Well, and you know, Vic, he does everything to the fans because I think he feels the fans have made his career here, and they got him his contract.
He plays to them.
Absolutely. I mean, he is their guy.
And
the fans negotiated that deal for him.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a lot of fan pressure.
I think he has a higher expectation level for Josh than even we do, and we have a high expectation level
absolutely.
For
him.
Right, right. All right, time to give our, whatever we want to call him, acknowledges. You're okay there, Tom?
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
Good. Okay. I know I choke you up with this segment. Jimmy, who are we acknowledging from yesterday's game?
I'm going to go with I'm going to congratulate Norwood for getting his first touchdown. You know, it's a hollow one to Little because Greg dropped so many passes. But I'm going to say Sheard had a tremendous game yesterday. He was a real problem for Andre Smith, and I think Reuben every game.
Dougie?
I'll go with Norwood. I'll go with Reuben. I'll go with Sheard, and I'll throw in DeQuell Jackson.
All right, Tom?
I am with in full unanimity on that one. I got all those guys here. I thought Sheard played a tremendous game, and there was a one play also where he took kind of a swing and a miss on Dalton, so he could have had another strip sack there. But, yeah, he played real well all the way around.
Yeah, I'm definitely Jabal Sheard, Jordan Norwood. I'm going to throw in Dimitri Patterson.
His
coverage.
Coverage
is really good.
Yeah.
They have obviously a very dangerous guy in Brandon Tate in that return game, and he kept him pretty well in check in that game. So that's what I'm going with. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Great stuff all the way around. As always, we got Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. That's the roundtable. We will reconvene on Friday to take a look at the Browns-Ravens game. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Cleveland starts here, every Sunday with the Browns. It starts with hard-nosed football. It's diehard loyalty, it's committing for the full 60. PNC is proud to be a sponsor of the Browns and a backer of every fan like you because you're part of the undeniable achievement that's happening right now in this great city. So whether it's a tailgate party or over 73,000 Browns fans, it all starts in Cleveland. PNC Bank, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you noticing a little body fat? Are you feeling a little unmotivated? Be honest. Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy, the positive outlook, even the healthy sex drive you once had. An Ageless Male is all natural. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 50%. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-460-4814. That's 800-460-4814.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Okay, so here's the thing. Ohio's number one Mentor Kia has a problem. More and more people keep coming in for the great deals and easy experience of shopping at Mentor Kia. And then they tell their friends, and they come in, and they tell their friends. So now, to keep bringing you the world-class customer care Mentor Kia is known for, they're expanding. But to make growing bigger easier, they have to clear out as much inventory as possible fast. So right now, Mentor Kia is staying open extended hours and dealing on every car, new and pre-owned. They'll consider every offer. You want 0% interest? Got it. Zero down leases? Yep. Even zero payments for 12 full months. And Mentor Kia will give up to $8,000 minimum for your trade. Want low monthly payments? Drive a new Kia Rio for $99 a month. And just for taking a test drive, you'll get a free family four-pack of bowling at Freeway Lanes. Stop in, make us an offer, and save now during the expansion sale at the number one and getting even better. Mentor Kia, 9090 Mentor Avenue and MentorKia.com.
Good tunes, Dave DiNatale playing on our rejoin, our producer. Little Phil Collins journey, love it. And our poll results, which are brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Which Browns player had the best game from yesterday's 23-20 loss to the Bengals? The choices were Jabal Sheard, Peyton Hillis, Jordan Norwood, Colt McCoy, or Dimitri Patterson. Many of you voted, and 65% of you said Jordan Norwood. Okay, I had picked Jabal Sheard, but you went with Norwood, and I'll go with that too. He did have a strong game. Joshua comments, Norwood had an awesome game. The offense looked really good. It stinks. It came down to a field goal. I concur, Joshua. But here's part of the reason it stunk. That offense, which had so much mojo going for the first half, that went away in the second half. And for whatever reason, Jordan Norwood, who was so effective in the early part, became less so. But I'm not putting it on one guy. It's just how the game evolved. And there were a lot of parts to the Browns offense that just weren't as strong in the second half of the first half, and that was the decisive part of this game. 15% of you said Peyton Hillis. Laura said the difference was there for all to see. I thought he did have an impact on that offense, no question about it. As we talked about earlier in the show, Jabal Sheard got 14% of the votes. He was my pick. But anyway, your pick was Norwood, but Sheard, 14% of the votes. He just had a beastly game, in my view. To our Browns official Facebook page, our Ask Vic questions, Eden asks, why didn't the Browns punt the ball instead of going for the game-winning 55-yard field goal in the win? Well, potentially game-winning, I think, is the word there. And on this decision, I would say the following, and we discussed this during the roundtable, it's worth reiterating. I have no problem with a head coach who believes in Phil Dawson, a guy who is just Mr. 50-yard kicker, putting him in a position to potentially win the game. He's told the head coach before the game, I've hit the 60-yarder to that side of the field, to that end, where there was some wind issue, whatever it was, crosswind or whatever, but the air was moving down there for sure. We could see the flags. And two, it's an operation you expect to happen. Your defense, you've been asking them all day to stop the other team. They're getting banged up. The attrition is going on with the defense. I have no problem with the call. That's why you do it, and you take your shot when you take your shot. Benjamin, how do you teach receivers how to catch the ball? That is obviously something that should be addressed this week at practice. No fooling on that one, Benjamin. Good question. Greg Little and others, especially Greg Little, want to see a lot of time with the jugs machine, catching those passes off the jugs machine. That's all you do. So I think it's repetitive. I think you got to just keep doing it and concentrate on it, but also not let it become something that eats away at you. And I think the issue is this balance of worrying about the drops more than thinking about the catches you're going to make, taking a negative sort of approach to this. Nicholas, how can we have one player on the roster specifically for long snapping and he can't do his job? Our special teams have lost more than just this one game. Do you think there are going to be major changes made in our special teams? Well, Nicholas, I would say it's possible. I mean, you heard Pat Shurmur say today, you can't have slumps in this business, and Ryan Pompliano has been in one. It's been pretty extensive. He talked about it himself. Might be just in his head, and it just wouldn't shock me. Yeah, if you saw that change come about, I don't know, but just keep an eye on it, man. It's something that could very easily, after a game like that, happen. Joe, why do we run a West Coast offense when we have one of the best power running games in the league? I still think the West Coast does not mean you can't run, Joe. The concept of the West Coast, and we discussed this earlier in the show, it's set up by the run as much as anything else. It's not the pass. It's the pass often setting up the run with that horizontal passing game, but the running game is an integral part of it. We want to thank Bernie Kosar. We want to thank Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon for the Browns Radio Network, Tom Withers from AP. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli. We want to thank Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Pat McKenna, and we want to thank Dave DiNatale, our producer. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.